Now we turn to a story out of today's New England Journal of Medicine. A group of health experts from Duke, Yale, Harvard, and Stanford universities have published studies on the feasibility of routine HIV testing in the United States. Routine HIV testing, they say, would not only save lives, but would also save money. What do you think of this proposal? Do you want HIV testing to be part of your routine medical care? Give us a call. Our number is 800-989-TALK. That's 800-989-8255. You could send us an email at totn@npr.org. Joining us now on the phone is Dr. Samuel A. Bozzetti. He wrote an editorial on this issue for the New England Journal of Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So what do we mean here by routine testing, and is it not routine now for people to be tested for HIV, the virus that causes AIDS?
It's common. Probably up to 40% of the population has been tested, but it's not routine. In other words, it is not routinely offered to people in all care settings, and that's what we're talking about, having it be indicated, having HIV testing be indicated pretty much for any time you contact the healthcare system. Testing once, screening.
Testing once. So you're not talking about, you know, every year you go to the doctor, you get tested or screened for HIV.
No, we think the typical a typical American would be tested once. In certain high-risk groups, repeat testing is advisable. And a person who's pregnant, for example, would probably be tested again at the during as part of their peri-delivery care. But, no, the typical person, we're talking about one-time testing.
Okay. So why? Why is this a good idea?
Well, there are two things. One is that most people with an HIV infection in the United States discover their HIV infection quite late in the course of the disease, well past the time which they could have benefited from antiretroviral therapy. In fact, even though, as I said, probably 4 out of 10 Americans are darn near it have been tested, only about, well, up to a third of people who are infected don't know of their infection. And this is despite the fact that 8 out of 10 people in the healthcare system, 8 out of 10 people do contact the healthcare system every year. So there are a lot of people who could be screened and who aren't. That's the first thing, is a benefit to the patients. The second thing is that we know that prevention measures work, that through counseling and just through awareness, we can decrease the risk of transmission. So since transmission is from infected people to uninfected people, the idea of getting prevention messages out to a greater proportion of the infected people will help stem the tide of the epidemic.
Okay, well, let's take a call now from one of our listeners, and let's go to Chris in Bend, Oregon. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess my comment would be, I was saying that I worked at the health center in college and at the hospital at the University of Oregon, and I ran into a lot of kids, early 20s, late teens, that just they didn't want to get tested. Basically, I think it was a denial factor. They figured they were HIV negative and they'd rather not know. I mean, it was only $12 at the health center, and I probably saw, geez, only a dozen kids get tested in my 2.5 years there.
Well, Dr. Bozzetti, is this a suggestion for voluntary testing, or would this be mandatory screening when you come into a health, you know, when you come into a campus health clinic or something like that?
Well, voluntary, but and it's voluntary now. But the idea is to make it part of routine care, so it's generally recommended. We hope that that'll help with the stigma problem.
But I was going to say, what about Chris's point that people, you know, they're not just saying no, I don't want to, but they're actively saying no, I don't want to, because they don't want to know. Because kids, I mean, you know, they sometimes just don't want to be confronted with bad news.
Right. Well, the denial issue is an important one. I think the main thing that we can do is try and counsel people the benefits of knowing.
Okay. Thanks very much for your call, Chris.
Thank you.
What about the...
May I interject one other thing?
Yeah, oh, of course.
I think a lot of the non-testing is failure to offer testing. I mean, Chris, I think his name was,
yeah,
worked in an exemplary setting. So a lot of college infirmaries are aware of the issue and will offer testing. But in a lot of places, testing is not routine. A lot of private docs' offices, for various logistic reasons, testing isn't offered. A lot of people's contact with the healthcare system is really through urgent care centers and emergency rooms where testing isn't routinely offered. So I think the failure to offer is at least as important as failure to accept.
Would you have to be explicit about this? I mean, they don't actually offer you a blood test when you come in for something. They just take your blood and you know, do that as part of the routine exam. And whether they use one drop of that blood to test for AIDS or not, you know, you wouldn't even know. Is it an obligation on the part of a healthcare provider to tell someone you're testing?
No, absolutely. In most states, your special consent is informed consent is required for HIV testing. So that's, in fact, one of the barriers, is that informed consent is required in most states, and counseling is recommended. And in the past, some of the counseling has been considered onerous, you know, difficult, too hard to carry out, and that's made docs and certain healthcare systems shy away. But now the tests are easier, they're more rapid, and the notion of what's appropriate counseling has been streamlined.
We're talking with Dr. Samuel Bozzetti, who wrote an article, or an editorial, I should say, in the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine about some studies talking about the need for routine testing of patients for HIV infection. That's the virus that causes AIDS. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And why don't we go now to Mary in Kansas City, Missouri. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a nurse. My question really is the difference between, you know, recommended versus routine versus mandatory, and where it really is all going to fall down. A lot of HIV testing now is anonymous. There has to be some concern that if you go into your doctor's office for a routine physical that your insurance company is going to pay for, and he says, well, you know, we can do this prophylactic HIV test and just see where you are, and you come up positive. Well, now your insurance company, you know, isn't there some risk of cancellation or increased rates and making, you know?
Oh, did we lose you there, Mary? Well, perhaps we did, but I think the question was clear enough. Is this going to land you into a difficult position with your insurer if you turn out to test positive?
Well, there are concerns about discrimination of all kinds, and they're legitimate. So I think safeguards against discrimination need to be put in place. With respect to insurance, there are two issues. One is, are insurance companies going to cover the tests? And I think that history shows that if the test is considered indicated, adopted is generally indicated by the medical community, they will be covered. In terms of the insurance company finding out about your HIV status, they will find out. When you sign up for insurance, generally speaking, you waive the right to privacy or medical records. And they do that for lots of reasons. Will that have adverse consequences for you? Well, it's unlikely you'd be dropped. In fact, I don't think that anybody would be dropped. But it is possible that if you're working for a small employer, that the employer will eventually find out indirectly because their rates would be raised. And so the potential for some adverse consequences, if you're discovered to be HIV positive because of your insurance, is real. Now, on the other hand, most people who are going to be discovered to be HIV positive are going to be in a position to benefit from care.
Right.
And so the function of insurance is to cover your health care. And so it may be something of a false savings to avoid necessary, needed, or helpful care for HIV because you're concerned about your insurance company finding out.
Yeah, it's one of the terrible paradoxes that people face sometimes, I guess. But
yeah,
maybe we should... Sorry, go ahead.
No.
No, okay. Gary in Rochester, New York. Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I just had a question. I know that the test for HIV is different than what it used to be, but I was wondering why they can't come out with a test that a person can buy in the drugstore and perform on themselves at home in the privacy of their own home.
Gary, thanks for that. And your telephone line's breaking up, so we might not be able to come back to you. Dr. Bozzetti.
Well, it's technically possible, but I think that regulators have been reluctant to provide, you know, instant home testing. There are instant tests available, but instant home testing, because of the difficulties with interpretation and the questions around counseling and around linkage to care, finding out that you're positive and then not being linked to providers is thought to be fraught with difficulty. But there are rapid tests. You do need to go to a provider to get the rapid test. There are also some services that will allow you to get testing without going to a provider, but they have been controversial.
So what happens next? I mean, is this an idea that's likely to get picked up? And who would have to endorse it for it to become common practice in medical settings?
Well, there are a number of guidelines-making bodies. And I think that, generally speaking, the profession would need to adopt it through its professional societies. More importantly, I think that the CDC screening guidelines...
That's the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.
Control and Prevention in
right.
Atlanta. Issue guidelines around screening that are appropriately influential. And I think that they're planning to review these guidelines sometime soon, and we'll see what their position is.
All right. Well, we'll end the conversation there. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Samuel A. Bozzetti wrote an editorial on HIV testing for the New England Journal of Medicine. He's a professor of medicine at the University of California in San Diego. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.